Hate Speech and Platform Regulation, a workshop series by the ITM Münster. Today, Larissa Zarnikova on Russian data non-protection rules on social platforms.
Today, I would like to discuss any problems due to legalized Russian big data market. Maybe so. In Russia, as in all the world, social media is widespread, and many Russian people use different social networks, both Russian and foreign. And many people are very active. They post photo, write comments, use like buttons, and so on. But many of them don't understand that they leave a lot of information about their preference in public domain. Businesses are very interested in users' data because it has a high potential commercial value. The case of ContakTe, the C-double company, has become a precedent in Russia. Double Data is a brand double company. The social platform ContakTe tried to prohibit double data from collecting publicly available data of network users. As a result of the trial, the court rejected the plaintiff's claims. In fact, the court has allowed web scraping for commercial purposes. However, at present time, Russian legislation does not provide for legal possibility of the processing data for transferring to transferring it to third parties. For this aim, the amendment to the personal data law introduced a new term, personal data permitted for dissemination by the data subjects. It means personal data, access to which is granted to the public by the data subject. Users must make clear their concern to the processing their data and for transferring to third party. The concern should be drafted in such a way that a data subject can choose specific data categories for dissemination, limit the methods of dissemination, except for the provisions of access to data, set conditions and prohibitions for the processing of disseminated data by data operators. Currently, social network has not responded to the legal requirements. Um, some social networks operating in Russia is unable to meet these legal requirements because of their algorithms. For example, the algorithm of a well-known data network, Tinder. This algorithm is set up to provide information about users' age and allow access to users' geolocation. This data is needed to make a more correct match. This information is publicly available only in free version of this app. But under the law, any digital platform must guarantee that users can ban on the dissemination of personal data about him or her. But for me, the main problem is that the sale of big data has not been legalized in Russia. In fact, you can buy any database in Russia, of course, it's illegal. The Russian big data market is estimated approximately at 10 to 30 billion rubles. Officially, this is about a company's internal use of customers' data, which helps these companies set up personalized services. The problem of legalizing big data circulation is closely linked to protecting personal data. The law, the law about personal data. The law requires personal data to be destroyed or de-identified once the purpose of processing data has been achieved. The law essentially equates de-identification with destructions. But it's wrong because in identification, as opposite to destructions, it's still possible to extract information about a person. Therefore, the risk of disclosing user information also remains. The Russian regulator, Roskomnadzor, had suggested allowing the sale of big data with specific concerns from each data subject. Obviously, it is impossible. Big data is a huge information. It's also proposed to ban the transfer of identifiers to third parties for identification procedures. Many experts did not support this bill because this process solved all problems with legalization, and I agree with them. In conclusion, I want to highlight, we need to legalize the sale of big data. We need to legalize big data market. Why? For the development on digital market, for development digital economy, it's important to find the balance between protecting the personal data of social media users and other data subjects and the commercial use of big data. I hope that the Russian legislature will be able to find the optimal balance.
That was Larissa Zannikova on Russian data non-protection rules on social platforms. You've listened to Hate Speech and Platform Regulation, a workshop series by the ITM Münster.